The story I share is how I remember it. My words may not always match yours, for our journeys are about perception. Within these pages, I would ask that you look for those moments when my words carry you into your own experience. Within the common thread lies the beauty of life's tapestry, there for all to see and experience, each in their own unique way. I've always known I would come to this tiny cabin in the woods to tell my story. Here in the softness of nature, I listen to the voices in the forest as they share with me how to move through the times ahead, for they have made this journey many times. In the silence of Ishate, a quiet place, I will begin to share my understanding of what has been, what is now, and what will be the new pathway that is unfolding. Here in the softness of nature, I find the courage to tell my story in its fullness as I understand it, and the courage to dream a new reality. Ishate is a Yuchi word meaning a quiet place. Just off the Natchez Trace in northern Alabama, Mr. Tom Hendricks has erected a memorial to his great-great-grandmother, Telane. Perhaps the only memorial to a Native American woman, and definitely one that holds the vibration of our new experience here on planet Earth, the womb of the mother, the divine feminine, into the inner sanctum or the consciousness of our supreme creator. While there, I experienced a profound plunge into that inner sanctum, giving me the next piece of my life puzzle. I witnessed the absolute honoring of the feminine, so sweet and pure. I knew the possibility existed without question for our successful movement forward. The gap had been bridged. It was now time to tell my story. Remember, as you hear my story, that this is just a small snapshot from only one perspective. It is important to add other pieces to this puzzle in order to see more clearly that which is unfolding. We all have a language unique to our life experience. It is imperative now to bridge our language barriers and work in full concert with one another. Hillary Clinton made a statement many years ago that I feel fits this timing well. It takes a village. We are the village, and as we move through the coming months, I invite you to observe your own experiences and share them with others, looking always for the common thread that joins us one to another. Our collaboration is important, for there is no one size fits all. And we each have a role to play in the unfolding. There is no only one with the only way or the only interpretation. We must look beyond the messenger and use discernment as we listen to their message, for each holds the building block for the next. Some will fit our puzzle, some will not. We have no way to know unless we listen instead of turning away. How smoothly this transition unfolds will be determined by our thoughts and actions. Geophysical movement and the emotional well-being of every individual upon the planet are intricately connected and will determine how we ride the ride of this amazing shift. We have all the skill sets and tools necessary to make this ride exciting and smooth. We have only to use them. I will begin my story in the beginning, for it holds the vibration of absolute truth. My story continues, as does yours.